And joining us this morning is WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Happy 2017 to you, Alan.
And to you. I was going to say the same thing. I trust you enjoyed your new year.
I absolutely did. And you?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
Well, today, unfortunately, some of the top news heading into this New Year's, at least 39 people killed, 69 others wounded during a New Year's Eve celebration attack after a gunman opened fire at an Istanbul nightclub. And the latest is that ISIS has claimed responsibility. Alan, unfortunately, much of the same that we've seen in 2016 happening.
Well, that's right. Of course, this is something that the Turks have been putting up with for a long time and will be continuing to put up with as the new year commences. It makes me think a little bit, Jim, about the incredible security at Times Square. And we're talking about millions of people who are there. They wand them. They check their backpacks. They make them stand and the police won't let them in or out. People have to go to the bathroom. And yet nothing comes of it. The security people have done a magnificent job, obviously, because we know that if it was a place that chaos could be caused, that would be the place. The Turks, look, if you want to do this kind of thing, it's going to happen. And so the question is, do the Turks pull back and do less in terms of their wars, or do you find that they, in fact, double their efforts? There's not much more you can do. I believe that sooner or later, ISIS will have to suffer the consequences of their actions. And we see it in that the geographic areas have been retaken, or many of them. What that leaves is a big void, so that the more they lose in territory, the more they will resort to this kind of thing. Hey, look, if you want to cause chaos, I guess there's really no way to stop it, although the United States model has done pretty well up to now.
And Alan, with 2017, new Congress, a new administration under President-elect Donald Trump, and this is one of the more powerful Congresses, say, in the past 20 years. What are some of the items you think they'll look to tackle?
Well, Jim, I think they have a lot of problems here. It's one thing to grab an issue. So they grab health care and they say, Obamacare, 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 and over again until people say, hey, yeah, that's right, Obamacare is bad. But what are they going to do? I mean, there are 20 million people who will lose their health benefits as a result of this. And up to now, we have had indications from many of the people who reporters talk to and other sources in the Congress that they're not actively going to do this. What they're going to do is wait for so-called 2 years to do it. They'll repeal it, but they won't do anything about the repeal. And this, of course, is phony maloney because they can't afford to do it. It's like taking Social Security away from people like me. You do it, and you're going to inflame people. People will move from point B on the willingness to take action scale all the way to the top because something very valuable has been taken from them. I'm referring to political action. And so they're going to be very, very careful about some of these things. Look, if they wanted to now, they could repeal Social Security. They're not going to do it. Could they change it a little bit so that their friends on Wall Street get the accounts and so privatize it? They could do that, but I tell you, you'd have AARP and everybody else up in arms. So what I suspect happens is they're really going to have a dilemma. Now, when it comes to abortion and some of the social issues, they'll do some stuff. I don't have any doubt about it. But even there, you've got some courts to contend with right now, and you have a Supreme Court which is evenly split. So even there, they'll have their problems. Can they do damage? Yes. Can they try to immobilize the present president's work? Yes, they can. But I don't see them moving ahead as fast as some of their rhetoric might have indicated.
And Alan, the New York State Legislature is reconvening on Wednesday, and this comes as relations are really at a low between lawmakers and Governor Andrew Cuomo. How does that impact what happens at the state capitol?
Well, it's going to be huge. Anything that Cuomo wants, they're going to give him a hard time about. They're really angry. They didn't get their pay raise. They didn't deserve the pay raise because Cuomo clearly linked, and they say they object to it on philosophical grounds, clearly linked to ethical behavior on their part, changing the ethics of the legislature. They just weren't willing to do it. The big one, of course, being outside income. The Congress of the United States forbids it, and the state legislature just won't go there, even though they argue to me and others that, hey, most of us don't have outside income. Well, then why don't you vote for it? Well, we don't like the fact that the governor tied one to the other. Please, just get off of that. In the meantime, the governor is going to have to deal with a very recalcitrant legislature, and they're going to give him as hard a time as they can on anything that he brings before them. It's really not a good sign. It brings the legislature lower in most people's minds. And frankly, I think it helps the governor.
Well, Alan, thank you for joining us on this second day of 2017.
Or as the old saying goes, here we go again. Again, Happy New Year to you, Jim, and to your family, and to the entire WAMC audience.